thank you for tuning in to The Hub Show, presented by BDE Creative and Legit Media.
BestVapeShopEver.com has the select hardware and top shelf e-liquid at the best prices ever. Brands like Loss Vape, Tobacco, Flagship Vapor, Tobacco, Loss Vape, and Flagship Vapor. All shipped same day or the next day. Unless it's a weekend, then we ship that ship out on Monday. Visit BestVapeShopEver.com and see what shopping with only the best choices ever feels like. BestVapeShopEver.com. It's the best vape shop ever. Believe me, use keyword Hub Show and receive 25% off your entire order.
Hey, yo, Hub Show.
Podcasting and broadcasting about everything and nothing. From the center of the universe, Hagerstown, Maryland, it's Hub City's own The Hub Show.
Rant and rave, The Hub Show, Hub City, we're back, Jay and Shay.
Hey, what's going on?
Back from Coachella is Chris himself.
Guess what?
What?
These nuts.
Cool. Got him. That is cool. So old, Chris.
I know.
That went out with the
90s. No, I was a couple years ago. But I laughed my ass off for like 6 months.
We were saying it in the 90s.
Mm-hmm. It was funny.
Whatever. All right, back in the house with us, the landlord, Big Chuck.
What's going on, man? Ready to get it going, man. Yeah. Ready to talk a little bit of ish, because ain't we getting FCC? We can't drop it. Don't worry about it.
Huh? Man.
Yeah. Talk a little bit of shit then. I'm going to talk a little bit of shit. That's what I'm going to do. A whole bunch. I ished it.
We got some other guests that might be popping in, dropping by, but when they come in, they come in. They can just join us and we'll go from there. But Big Chuck, May 12th, you got your big event coming up here.
Yep. May 12th, the Love and Laugh Comedy Show.
You got a flyer over there.
I'm going to pass it. Yeah. I'm going to pass it like a joint. I know y'all were talking about drugs last week, but it's all right. I'm going to pass this like a joint.
Yeah.
All right. Here we go. Same place. Grand Piano Ballroom.
Yep, same place.
Mother's Day edition, the Love and Laugh Comedy Show.
Yep.
Saturday, May 12th. Brought to you by his truly, Big Chuck the Landlord, SMU Entertainment.
Yep.
SMU. I see they got DJ Shaky Biz.
Get your tickets at Pretzel and Pizza Creations.
Yep. You can get
301-733-7795.
You just started selling these, right?
Yeah, they went on sale on Friday.
There you go.
They went on sale on Friday. They already jumping, though.
I heard your last one was packed.
Standing room only. I heard
a car flipped upside down outside the place.
I was already on that Hennessy, so everything flipped over. Which kind of Hennessy?
The good one or the
straight Hennessy? I don't got bootleg. What you mean?
No, they have the Hennessy Black.
You talking about the Hennessy Black?
Yeah.
No.
You don't mix a Hypnotic with it?
No, that went out in the 90s. I threw my hip out on that shit. You know what I'm saying?
I'm telling you.
Chris,
it was called the Incredible Hulk. I threw my hip out because I thought I was the Hulk and went to lift some shit through my whole hip out.
Threw your whole hip out.
Whole left side fucked up right now.
So you having a dinner and a comedy show?
Yeah, the dinner is for mothers, man, because everybody, you know, it's under new management.
It's a crazy weekend to have it, right? So you're catering to it. There you go. That's smart.
New management was making me pay for an extra hour, so I'm like, you know, I'm thinking business. Well, I'm going to do something for that hour.
So I should bring my 67-year-old mother?
Yeah, bring her. It's Louisiana style, though, you know.
She can't handle that spicy stuff.
That's what I told you. We only got four stalls, that Louisiana stuff, I'm going to have them in there.
It's $25 a person. I like that. And it includes a ticket, right?
Yeah, and I got group rates, so you can get the whole table and it'll lower the price.
A group of moms. There you go.
Yeah, nice. For the moms, so everybody can sit together.
I wish I could be there for us. Oh, man.
We're going to work it out. It's all
maybe
good.
Maybe I could get Team MILF. Get my team MILF up in there.
Bring them on in there. Huh? Bring them on in, because that's the only.
Yeah.
I'll get them all together. That's the only time I get a pass. Any other time, my girl be on me. But that's the day I get a pass.
Chris is gonna show up about five or six women.
Yeah, that's right. Just show up with them. Show up with them.
Whole table.
And none of these are my mother. But you know.
So you gonna go on the mountain and get them?
Yeah. Show up with them.
You see go to South Mountain.
Y'all looking at Lonnie Davis? He look like an old player, don't he?
Yeah, he does.
He like those mills. Look at him.
He's pointing at you.
Yeah, buddy. He looked like Albie Shaw in the 80s, but wow. It's 2018. Yeah, right?
Get you back. Right?
It's like Sinbad got rid of the ski suit.
That's it. Gained a little bit of weight.
That's right.
So, Big Chuck, this is your big one here in the Hagerstown area coming up, but what else you got going on? Anything else?
The next day, May 13th, we're in Philadelphia.
Oh, yeah.
At the Willari. It's what it's called. It's in Germantown.
Same group? So this is traveling?
No, it's a whole different group. It's a Philly group. But that show is going, it got a dinner too, but it's like eight different comics.
Wow.
But all out of Philadelphia. Philadelphia and
busy
Delaware.
Weekend, huh, man?
Yeah. I just came back. I'm tired as hell. I just came back from Pittsburgh yesterday. I just looked at a venue there. So I'm trying to negotiate so I can do like a show every month and a half. Yeah. I'm trying to do Pittsburgh, Philly. Pittsburgh, Philadelphia, here, D.C., Baltimore, and then somewhere down south.
Just for the next year and a half. Yeah. You're going as far as Pittsburgh, you might as well go to Richmond, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But I'm going to do something down south. It might be Richmond. Yeah. It might be Richmond, Virginia, or it might be like
Richmond
Virginia
don't
Beach.
Have that much. Their comedy is not the best. I've seen some of their stuff.
Yeah, I got calls from Virginia Beach, but I might go on to North Carolina also. I just don't know.
The crack-a-lackin'. I just came from the crack-a-lackin'.
It's going to be somewhere down south, but that's what I'm concentrating on.
Man. I like that.
You got to fly.
I told y'all before, man, Hagerstown ain't going to give me what I need, so I'm going to bring it back to Hagerstown.
Right, there you go.
I'm going to go get it and bring it back.
Hey, what's Hagerstown?
Up the truck and I moved to Beverly.
I'm
coming with the wagon.
That's it.
That's what I'm talking about. Bring on the wagon.
Bringing them.
Not the paddy wagon.
No. I've been in the paddy wagon before. They had me cuffed like this.
Actual with everybody else?
With everybody.
Oh, nice.
We was out there doing something we weren't supposed to and we tried to run.
They had to bring the big truck.
Yeah, and I ran out of breath when I hit the fence, so I was like, fuck it. I just go to jail. I'll be out in 24 hours.
All right.
I was tired. Yeah. Hey,
How long ago was that?
That was Shay Times.
Back in the Shay Times.
That's old Shake and Bake. Oh, yeah. Let her die.
That was in Shay Shay Times when she was throwing all lefts and no rights.
Right.
Yeah. I'll let her tell a story. She told it last time, but I'm just telling her.
Shay must have said if he can't beat him, join him. So now she's married the guy who would have taken her down back in the day.
Yeah.
I guess that's why I wasn't invited to the wedding, huh?
He might speak up. Ting, 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 ting.
Hold on, that guy's so familiar.
Yeah, it was a private venture.
Okay. All right.
Fuck the whole thing up. Like, hold, that guy looks familiar.
No.
Whole ceremony be messed up.
That's right. I'd be like, dang on, you messed me up.
Just like when I walked in that bar at South Mountain, it's going to get real quiet when I walk in the Stop the music.
So, Chris,
stop
the music. Back from Coachella. Oh.
Yes.
Yeah. I hear the door open.
I heard a door.
We heard a door. One of our neighbors is
speaking
coming in.
Of music.
Speaking of music, he's so on his way up.
So how did Coachella do you?
Oh, man. It was like when those Indian boys like take peyote and they wander off into the woods to become a man.
That's how you felt.
It was like that.
You felt like you became a real boy.
Yeah. Pinocchio.
I'm a real boy.
Yeah. Except my nose wasn't growing.
Okay.
There is a whole lot. You got 175,000 people. 101 degree heat. There is a whole lot of
Stacks
naked chicks walking around. Yeah,
there was some skanks.
No, they aren't skanks. It's just a bunch of 20-year-old chicks just
but
doing their thing.
Is,
you know, it's 101 degrees. What are you going to do? You're in the middle of the desert. You just put some electrical tape over your nipples and call it a day.
That's what they was doing.
That's what they did, man.
That's what they do, right?
And nobody seemed to care because.
They were high.
Because you're 175,000 people in the fucking desert. It's
crazy.
They
were hot and high.
175,000?
Yeah,
and getting
dude.
There.
Coachella, man.
Getting there is like some crazy epic journey, especially without having a license. It's like 30 hours no sleep just to get
Chris
there.
Chris Rose bike.
You know, I overlooked getting from the airport to the hotel. I thought maybe I could just catch a cab. And then I landed and I looked up Uber. And it was like a $300 Uber ride. It was like 2.5 hours to the hotel.
I was like,
where in the hell is this place? So I had to wander around the airport. And the airport's full of people going to Coachella. So I'm asking everybody, like, how do I get to Coachella? They're like, they pointed me in the direction of a bus. So I go over to the bus. And they said, well, you should have bought your bus ticket like 6 months ago. All the buses are sold out. The buses are leaving like every 15 minutes.
Yeah, man. Coachella is no joke.
But everything's sold out. So I had to sit there for like 3 hours, wait on the last bus to roll by, and they said they had 5 seats left on the last bus, so I was just sitting on standby. So that's got me to Coachella. That was after I flew overnight, 6 hours, sat and waited on a bus for 3 hours, then drove on the bus for 3 hours. Then I come into the hotel at like noon, and I didn't realize that the hotel was having the pre-party
for Coachella. So I walk into the hotel and I'm dead tired. And there's like Alice in Wonderland is out by the pool, just boom, 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 boom. And people are just screaming and running down the hallways half naked and like got beer in their hands and shit. And I'm like, oh my God, I need sleep. I'm way too fucking old for this shit.
Yeah, buddy.
And I was like, stay woke. And then Coachella's starting. Coachella's starting in 2 hours. So I just laid down and took a nap and woke up and then caught the shuttle. And the shuttle's another 45 minutes into the desert.
Yep. It's out there.
Into the middle of nowhere.
Yep.
Yeah. And then you get out there and everybody's like wearing, everybody who has been there before is wearing face masks and stuff.
Right.
They're all prepared for the desert. And I was the first day, I'm like, why is everybody wearing these masks and stuff? So then I got back to the hotel that night and I blew my nose and I realized why.
Dusty, a little dusty.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, it's all desert, kinds man. Of nasty shit coming out. Yeah, and your eyes are all bloodshot. And you just fucking drained because, you know, the music doesn't stop until 2 o'clock in the morning. And then it's another 2 hour trip back to the hotel. You know,
I mean, who did you see though? Like, what artists?
Oh man, you name them. I saw the first night.
You got Jamiroquai off.
Yeah, I got Jamiroquai off the bucket list. Jamiroquai was on the bucket list.
You put some pictures of Eminem was out there. Right?
He was the whole reason I went. Eminem was out there, and Eminem, when you have 175,000 people and they're like all crowded around a stage, like in a certain amount of acreage, you can feel like the feelings in the
vibe,
air,
right?
The vibe in the air. It's crazy. You could cut it with a knife,
right?
You know, and you're like, right before Eminem comes on, they just turn off all the lights in the park, and the stage is dark, and there's just 175,000 people just staring there, and it's like 20 minutes, and you can just feel the tension, like everybody's just waiting and waiting and waiting.
It's pretty cool though, huh?
And then when you see that flash, like the strobe lights flash, and Eminem goes, "Bitch, I'm gonna kill you," and everybody just fucking blows up.
He was out, he just went crazy,
and then he did the whole Marshall Mathers LP right off the bat. He brings Dr. Dre out to do Guilty Conscience. He brought Dido out to do Stan.
Right.
He brought 50 Cent out to do something off of that.
I don't like 50.
No. Here we go.
What'd he
do? Not a fan.
Not a fan of 50?
Man.
The thing was, I saw French Montana. French Montana brought out.
That's for the one you was twerking with.
Brought out Lil Wayne.
You was twerking on French Montana.
I was twerking on French Montana, man.
Business out there. We were trying to keep that. What happened?
No, I'm just going to tell y'all, if y'all see my man Chris twerking,
I saw
that is abomination.
I saw.
Men don't twerk.
I saw Jadenna. Right. Saw Jadenna. He's a classic man.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he was cool. He's a little corny. He's a little corny. They put him in the middle of the day. There was a bunch of rock bands I saw that I didn't know who they were, but they turned out to be good.
Okay.
And I skipped Beyonce, and that was I didn't want to see that. They were calling it. I went across. I was like, I'm not gonna deal with this crap. I'm not a Beyonce fan. I don't get it. I don't know what she's selling. And I was across the way, and I saw, like, on the other side of the park, the fireworks were going off and the marching band and all that shit. And I looked over there. I was at X-Japan and Marilyn Manson. So I was watching that, and you look over there, and I hit the guy beside me, and I was like, look at that. I was like, it's like she's driving a big truck because her dick's small. It's like fucking fireworks going off everywhere, and there's marching bands and shit.
Lay it on, Chris.
And I was like, it doesn't make any sense. What the hell is she selling? And then the next day, I was talking to somebody on the bus, and he was like, "Yeah, she only sang for like 15 minutes. The rest of it was like glitter
fireworks,
and background dancers and pyrotechnics and shit." I'm like, "Yeah, I don't get it. I don't know what's
so good
about her."
Did you like her when she was with Destiny's Child?
I never liked her. No,
you know,
and then
why you didn't like her then? Because I have a reason why I never did like her at the beginning.
I asked some people some girls on the bus we got in an argument with, right? And they were talking like oh, they were calling it Baychella. Oh, we came here to see Baychella, blah blah blah. And I was like, why do you even like her? And they're like, oh, well, she has three kids and her stomach's flat. Why can't my stomach be flat?
Like, she paid for
it. Well, what does that have to do with writing music?
I hear a lot of hating going on in here.
And it's
a lot of hating going on.
So why do you like Beyonce? And she's like, well, because she got cheated on and she didn't she didn't do anything about it. That shit's real. Like, okay, what does that have to do with her music? Like, if you read her lyrics, it's like she's doing hokey pokey. She's like, she got one song. It's like, I put my hand in the air and I smack it. I put my hand in the air and I smack it. I put my foot in the air and I smack it. Like, what the fuck are you doing?
She putting her foot in the air and smacking it. I'm like, I just got turned on. She put her whole foot there and smacked it.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what you read.
When they first came out, I wasn't a fan of Destiny's Child. I wasn't. And I think it's that Houston versus Dallas thing, could be a little bit of that.
A little bit of hater rating.
That's hate. That's not hate. It's called.
That's hate. You can't say Dallas and Houston. Yeah. That's just like hate.
But you know.
You don't own Dallas or Houston. How you going to rep something?
So I'm from Dallas. She's from Houston. I'm like, that's a Houstonian.
She's repping Texas, though.
Whatever.
You supposed to go for that. She repping.
No, well, hold on. You ain't let me finish.
All right.
So I said, okay, so she went through her, three Destiny Child remakes.
And they did Destiny's Child. There was a reunion at Coachella, by the way.
They start coming out with some other stuff like bringing up women empowerment stuff. I said, I can deal with that. So I started liking her. Then when she went solo, I tried to follow. She did some good things. Then she went on that crazy stuff. I'm like, what? I don't even know what she's saying no more.
She was Sasha.
What do you listen to?
What kind of music I listen to?
Yeah, what stations or CDs do both of y'all?
First of all, I look at Sirius XM Radio.
Okay.
Marvin Gaye.
So I'm all like on the 43, 44, 45, 46, 47, 48.
Have you ever listened to like three Beyonce songs?
Yes, I have.
And you ain't like near three?
I didn't like none of her songs because I have some songs I like,
So you are a fan then?
No, I'm not a fan though.
Let it out. Your heart, let it out.
It was like I didn't like her, but she's okay. She became okay. Then now I'm like, I don't know what she's singing. I don't even understand some of the music today. Right,
said she got a ring on it or something. You got a ring.
Put it all in a box and then scoot it over to the left.
This one song, that one song that's out.
That's a remix.
I'm trying to ask my son what it means.
Top off.
Or put all your shit in the box and then put it over there on the left.
That's the Pump Daddy remix. Take that.
Going in the kitchen and whipping it or something. I don't know.
It's about Phil Collins in behind
it. You know, Devontae would know.
For the benefit of the listeners of this, Paul thinks that Chuck's voice has changed. It didn't. We just got joined at the table speaking of music by Mr. Money Stacks.
Money Stacks
is here. Money Stacks is in the house.
In the building.
I'm trying to figure out what that song is about. You going in the kitchen and whipping it or something
I don't know what she I haven't.
That
I
new song that's out. It be played on the radio all the time on 96.7 when I do listen.
And who sings it?
Some guy.
It's a guy rapping. S-U-M-G-U-I. It's some type like a. You going in the kitchen and something like you're ripping it. Whisk it or whip it. I don't know what he's talking about.
I don't know.
Stir fried. Yeah, the stir fry song. I don't understand the stir fry. I like they doing crack.
That's the Migos.
Yeah, that's Migos.
Oh, Migos. Migos
they talking is street. They that's street lingo.
Yeah.
If you're not from that, atmosphere.
I'm just saying. I'm like, why are you bringing up there? Because,
that's what that skirt, skirt, skirt's all about. That's the sound of the fork scratching the pan. Of the fork scratching the pan.
There you go. So that's what I'm saying. I'm like, and then my son is her singing it. He all
How old
into
is your son?
16. I said, oh, really? Yeah. Oh, really?
You'll be Cardi B. Cardi B was at Coachella, and she was twerking.
And she pregnant?
She was 6 months pregnant, and she was getting down.
And you know what? That's abomination.
That was a pretty good show.
She left and went to D.C., though.
She
was at Broccoli City.
Why are you going to be twerking at 6 months pregnant? They're just nasty.
They shortened her show. And
they should have.
Yeah, she had a short show, and she had a lot of backup dancers and stuff, but she was doing her thing. You know, and she's dating one of Migos, and Migos was on some other stage. He came on after French Montana, but I skipped out on that. I didn't want to see Migos.
You didn't want to see them.
I was worn out from French Montana. I had to go lay in the grass.
You twerked too hard. That's what it was.
I had to go lay in the grass and contemplate my life.
Okay. Yeah.
Did it work out?
Yeah.
Okay, you're all good now?
But I'm going to tell you what I did this weekend. Jeez. I did something really good. I went and got some, went to a Iron Life Live conference on a Friday.
Yeah.
And I met some good people. I met the guy named Jared. he was a Navy SEAL guy, and he was talking about he's battling cancer and some other things. And the dude was just talking about how, you know, he's from Alabama, born and raised. He loves his Alabama state. He kept saying that over and over again. But he was really just talking about how to make your life better. And he's a young guy, 32 years old, and just telling about his story of how about determination. What do
you know about making life better?
And
32 years old.
Well, I don't know. You know, the thing is, he went through a lot as a SEAL. You know, they went through a lot as a SEAL, and he said that that taught him about being perseverance and stuff like that. And so he was talking about how to be a high performer what you need to do to make it to the next level in business and so, everything you do.
Chris, are you? You a whole new person coming back from Coachella? Have you checked out the bucket list thing there and all that?
I gotta say,
feel good.
It feels good, and everything.
How long take it to go over?
Everything seems a lot duller.
Well, coming back from the buzz,
From it, you know. If I got my next concert lined up, I forget what it is now. I might go see Dave Matthews Band or something next, and it's like going to be a Jiffy Lube. It's going to be a Jiffy Lube, and I'm going to be like, yeah, this is boring.
Jiffy Lube.
Like, this is boring. the Jiffy Lube Arena.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, down in Virginia. I'm going to be like, yeah, this
that's all you go see is, like, do you see hip-hop shows?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Tyler, the Creator, he fucking blew it up at
Coachella. When I say hip-hop, how you going to say Tyler, the Creator?
Tyler, the Creator is fucking badass.
He part of hip-hop.
I mean,
Mos Def. I saw Mos Def.
I want to hear.
Saw Mos Def.
I like him.
I actually followed Mos Def one year. I saw him three weekends in a row.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, saw him in Baltimore, saw him in Philly and D.C.
Hold on, clarify that, because you said you followed him. They might get you for stalking or something.
I don't know. I've seen everybody, man.
Seen Kendrick?
I have seen Kendrick. Yeah, he was at.
At Coachella?
He came out with Tyler, the Creator. Tyler, the Creator brought him out. Okay. But Tyler was fucking blowing it up so bad that you didn't even want to hear Kendrick. You're like, just give the mic back to Tyler. Tyler was fucking
killing it.
It was insane. Yeah. It's so crazy. And I didn't even know who Tyler, the Creator really was. I've heard a couple of his songs before I went there. And they're kind of like aggressive and like raw, and they're not really the lyrics aren't really there. It's just kind of him just like going. You know, going.
And you like
and
that.
And I was like, well, like that, no though. I didn't that's what I expected to see. And when he came out with a whole lot of like emotional shit, you know. I mean, it was like his new album. There's nothing like anything that he's done before. It's like a completely new vibe.
There you go.
And it was just like, whoa, I can't believe this guy's fucking just so killing it like this. Huh?
You don't get the CD?
Yeah, I already got it.
Make
sure you go get my new project.
It's not new now,
but it's out.
Talk it up.
What is it? What
talk
you got?
On, man.
Crack on Deck 3.
Crack on Deck 3.
It's out now on all platforms, digital platforms, and physical if you need it. Just holler at me.
Okay.
Nice. I got it.
All right.
Popping the trunk. You got him out of the trunk.
Nice. Crack on Deck 3 is out now.
Yeah. Okay. Nice.
I'm about to drop a new project, though. I'm thinking like 90 days, probably. I'm about to drop that.
You playing around anywhere?
Part 4?
Nah.
Okay.
It's something different? Yeah, it's going to be something different. Right. I ain't going to let the title out until it's out.
Why are you being so damn nice, man? I'd have known you for. Tell them where at New York you from? What world you represent?
I'm about to get into that, man.
Are you playing around? What's going on?
What's your story, man?
I met you a couple of times.
What's your story, man? I know you're not from around here.
Yeah, I'm from Harlem, New York. I was born in Harlem Hospital, man.
Mm-hmm.
On the, I think it was the 8th floor.
Okay.
But yeah, I'm from Harlem. I'm from 8th Avenue.
Okay.
If you get to New York, 8th Avenue, you know, that leads right to the Rucker.
Yep. Okay.
So, you know, I was born on the front line where everything was happening at.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my story, it's kind of like the typical story, you know, street orientated. Mm-hmm. You know, father was murdered at a young age, so I had to learn how to maneuver through them streets at a young age.
And what years are we talking here? What did you come up with? Give us an era.
I'm talking about the 80s.
That is our era, man.
that, that, you know, Reaganomics.
Yeah.
You know, I went to that school.
Yeah.
But I was a young boy. I don't want to give my age up because it ain't about that. But the experience, I'm like 70 right now in experience.
All of us.
You know what I mean? I'm a 70-year-old. But, yeah, I got that project coming out. And I'm just promoting that. I don't really have no shows booked right now because it ain't out. And I ain't really been in the, on the scene for a while because I've been, you know, in some trouble with the law. So
I'm there,
I'm just coming back.
I got arrested my first day back from Coachella.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yep. What?
As soon as I got back.
All part of the bucket list.
Yeah, I don't got time for that type of shit.
So what brought you to Hagerstown?
Yeah.
Like I said, I'm, you know, street orientated. So the streets, you know, one street leads to another. That's all I can say.
Okay, gotcha.
That's my motto.
Okay. You so know? Then you end up liking this street.
It was cool.
Okay.
It was cool, but I got detained. And once you get detained somewhere and you're, you know, a real hustler, you trying to capitalize. Once you put your mind to like, hold up, I gotta get my get back.
Got to.
So, you know, 20 years later, I'm still around moving through the streets, but I'm everywhere, you know. So I'm home. Home is everywhere for me, you know what I mean? Okay. But Harlem is in the heart, though.
Okay. Yes, yeah. You know. So when did you come from Harlem to here?
Like in the 90s, like the mid-90s.
Okay, gotcha.
The mid-90s.
So you've been here a while.
Yeah. Yeah, so I've been here a while.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's good. I mean, so I don't think about going back?
I'm always back. Like it's get on 81 and just get out of here. Real quick.
I'm just saying some people like to.
Like, honestly, I was going to not do this show to go to the studio in New York. So I had to decide either do this show or go to the studio.
Okay.
Because, and honestly,
I'm
going to keep it 100. Honestly, I was going to cancel the show because I'd rather be in the studio.
For sure.
But I was like, damn, I can't just do that like that. You know what I mean?
I'm glad you thought about that.
I can't start the relationship off.
Yeah.
All
right. Well, we're only an hour, so.
Yeah. We're just,
you can still go tonight.
You got some time.
Oh,
man.
Yeah, I definitely could, but I would have been left. So right now, I'm not going to leave and go.
Okay.
All right.
I mean? But that was definitely a dilemma.
So you're going to go to the studio to work on the next project?
Yeah, finish it up. I just got to do some little minor touch-ups. And actually, I was just texting my brother because he's about to drop a project too.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just telling him, like, I might want to do, like, two more songs.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So it's not really done. So, and I'm working, honestly, excuse me, I'm working on two projects, matter of fact.
Okay,
at the same time.
So that's a lot of work.
Same damn time.
Yeah, so sometimes, like, I might be working on a song for this other project is called Back to the Street 6, right? And I'm working on both of them at the same time. I could tell you that title because that ain't really nothing.
Yeah, but, you heard it here first.
Yeah, Back to the Street 6, that'll be, I don't know, probably November.
Yeah, when you get into the mixtape world, you can just throw a number at the end of the same one, right?
Like Booty Talk 5.
Right.
Booty
Grills,
Talk 76.
Gangsta Grills.
I mean, that's a good one, well, right? when you branding yourself, you know, it's just kind of easier to, you know, stay with that brand that people familiar with. And then once people start asking you, like, well, where's the next one? It's like, there's no choice. You just got to do it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But so how long you been rapping?
I've been rapping since.
Well, I checked you on Spotify. Your albums go back to 2015, 14 and 12, beyond. 12, yeah, right, yeah.
12, well, I think.
That's when Spotify came out. You was walking around selling them before that.
Come on, man. Out the trunk. Who else was doing it, though?
How you was doing it?
Nobody.
Nah, nobody was doing it.
They still ain't.
Yeah,
well, I'll be chilling.
Well, you know, I've been watching on social media and all that, so. You do all your own recording? You do your own producing?
No, I don't record myself. Like, I'm not the one pressing the button.
Oh, gotcha.
Nah, I don't do none of that, but.
But you write all your own stuff?
That's a fact.
But I see you promoting all your own stuff. That's all you. And your videos on Instagram and whatnot. Who's obviously someone else is behind the camera, but you got.
Yeah, but most of the motion is all me. I'm doing everything.
All you, yeah.
Yeah, I'm doing everything. I'm the one that's up till the next day, 7 o'clock, thinking of all the marketing and promotion, I'm putting it together.
And you know do you go out? You perform in places, or where you been?
Well, like I said, I'm just getting off of some legal shit, so I ain't been performing in a minute.
Okay,
you know what I mean. So this is the purpose of coming back into the marketplace with these projects.
Okay,
you know, to get it moving. You know what I'm saying? And me, I mean, everybody doesn't have to perform, but it definitely is something you need to do. So like I said, I dropped my last project like a year and a half ago. And before I dropped that, well, I'm going to just let the cat out the bag. I was on house arrest. So I'm just coming off the house arrest. So the music was already out. So now I'm just getting into the swing of living and recording and just having fun. I ain't really worried about doing those shows because ain't nobody calling right now because, you know, I'm independent.
Exactly. It's very independent.
Know, it's taking its time, but I'm good. You know,
you're good.
If y'all want to book me, call me.
All right. Do let weddings? The people know how.
I do anything. I do bathroom shows. If you can, if you in the tub, I'm coming.
Wow.
Whatever.
So all over your face. So how would somebody get in touch with you if they want to book you?
Booking. Hold up.
Yeah, don't mess it up. And hold up. Brazilian got, big butt. You know what I'm saying? Some crazy shit.
Let me check.
Yeah.
Let me check the emails.
We started with them bees. Booking big butt.
Birmingham.
Bookmoneystacks@gmail.com. Yeah.
Bookmoneystacks@gmail.com.
Right. Or you can hit my Instagram, the label Instagram, Moneystacks Media.
Now, is Money Stacks spelled regularly, or do you got the Z at the end of the,
no,
the stacks?
No, no Z.
No Z.
No,
Z.
No,
Z.
No X. Right. It's no Z, CKS.
No
yeah.
No Z.
Trade show displays, step and repeat backdrops, pull up banner stands, table throws, all your large printing needs. ExpoNetUSA.com, 301-378-9363. Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
Crack on deck.
Uh-huh.
Money stacks.
Money stacks.
Yeah, ZOD3.
Harlem. Harlem. Crack whip.
And question for you, because I think you and I talked about this one time before. You mentioned you're coming up from New York, you know, the 80s era, and I grew up on hip-hop,
right.
Obviously a little different than the way you did. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm not going to lie about that, but who were some of your influences from back in the day or whenever you got started rapping and whatnot?
You were skipping town when Biggie was getting in the game, right?
Some of my influence were definitely like the Bismarck, the whole Juice Crew.
Yes.
Like, I was an avid...
Yeah,
like Juice Crew was like my uncles and cousins. Like, I felt like they lived with me.
Oh,
I woke up and talked to them, and they talked back.
Marley Marl, that's how, all those guys. Yeah,
that's how I was for me. You know, Rakim.
Yes,
everybody that was definitely a cornerstone in hip hop.
Right,
I felt like definitely because I was born there. I just felt like they was like this close to me, like I could touch them. So in my mind, I'm talking to them like, yo, what should I do? Da-da-da. And they telling me, do this and do that. And I'm just trying to get my craft, perfecting it.
So you were there for like DJ Red Alert and all that.
Yeah.
Man.
You don't want to say it, but you're like my age. I know you're our age, man.
I'm
44, man. But
I'm a little bit younger, but
still, you came up in the best era, man.
Yeah, just a little bit. Just a little bit. But I'm still running with the young boys, though. You know what I'm saying?
You young at heart. I got you.
But you came up in the best era. That's what I'm talking about, man.
So, I mean, we had the real music back then, because like I told you, that the stir fry thing, that the, you know, I
still on that stir fry.
I'm like, I don't know anything about that. Like, yeah. Like, I mean, I understand what that is.
You already know.
But
I don't want to rise. I see you, Drew Els.
Yeah, so I'm like, I'm going back, you know, I'm like all West Coast rap, you know, I'm not a big East Coast rap fan.
And whip it like creme brulee.
But I'm a West Coast rap fan, and, you know, I love it. I love what I'm telling them. I'm like,
yeah, I grew up in the 80s.
I mean, I ain't going to lie. I'm a real hip hop fan, like West Coast. I'm a real.
Me too.
Ice-T.
Yes.
Colors was my shit.
Oh,
like,
yeah. Ice-T. You know what I mean? He was getting it down.
A lot of, what's that other group? I can't even remember them all, but man.
Who?
Who, back then?
Yeah, from the West Coast. I can't remember their names.
Far Side.
You ain't talking about the Compton's Most Wanted.
Man.
Compton's Most Wanted.
Yeah.
How you know who I was talking about, man?
I knew who you was talking about.
That's who I was talking about, yo. Yeah, exactly. Like, I'll be like, yo, those guys was the shit. And I don't even think they really give them that credit.
None.
Because they always talk about, like, Dre, Snoop. I don't never hear them talk about them guys.
None of them.
That's how and they was the shit. Though,
but that's how it is nowadays.
Love and
it.
They was on Def Jam. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Really?
So that's how I knew them because they was on the East Coast
right,
label.
Right, right, right.
You know
right,
what I'm saying?
Right,
that was before Warren G and all that. They was on Def Jam.
Q brought them all out there.
Yeah.
When he left NWA, he brought them all out
there. Facts. They was the shit I was fucking with.
Ice Cube is an icon.
West Side Connection, too.
Yeah, but when he left when he left NWA, he came over. He was dealing with Public Enemy.
His first album was and you know what?
They produced his first album.
Yeah, P.E.'s producer, The Bomb Squad. Yeah, behind all
and I tell you what, I got a great story about them. I saw the concert, Public Enemy.
I saw them.
Oh, my God. That was a great concert. Yes.
I saw them back in the day.
The head foot soldier. I forgot his name.
You said the head foot soldier.
Who? The foot soldier.
Professor Griff.
Yes. Griff. Yeah. Yes. So let me tell you, I'm 17 and a half. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Ooh.
17 and a half.
Crushing. Hold on. Get ready to boom because she said 17 and a half. Hey, Griff, I hope you ain't do nothing wrong, Griff. I know how old you are, Griff.
I was, you know. Putting barely my Mac down.
He's like married to Soleil right now.
Well, that's great. But back then.
Oh, she said that's great.
But back then, you know, I was putting my Mac down. I was like, hello, you know, we're having a conversation. So I gave my number to him and everything like that. And guess what? I had a sellout homie because I think he like sort of like me, but he wanted to be my homie. And he's told him that I was 17 because I told him I was 18.
I'm trying to get and Professor so Griff locked
the
in.
Dude gave me Professor Griff gave me my number back. I was hot. I
said, take that back.
I said, he said, you don't give me going to jail. I said, call me in 6 months.
Sure enough.
Call me in 6 months.
No. Married the genuine
he gave me my number back.
So you know Genuine must have been really doing drugs. His wife left him for Professor Griff.
They real spiritual, like vegan. That's out of this world.
That's what them cute R&B niggas do to you, man.
You heard it here first,
right?
Folks.
You know what I'm saying? He dancing the pony and all that good waves in his hand.
I like Genuine. Right.
That's what I know.
Yeah.
I know.
She's
smiling from ear to ear.
I seen him at the Essence Festival. He did a great job.
Yeah, he's a good performer.
He's a great job.
Nah, I ain't doing all that pony stuff.
Hey,
ain't no man supposed to be on no pony. Two dicks ain't supposed to be sitting on top of each other.
Well,
so tell Genuine to stay off them damn ponies.
Well, I'm not going to mess with Genuine. Genuine can sing all the pony songs he wants. All us females like to hear it.
Sheesh. I know you're a music man, but that's.
I ain't going to lie. Hold on. Not to cut you off, because I don't want you to say nothing. And I got to co-sign it.
No, you don't got to co-sign
it. I just
got
to say something real quick.
Go ahead.
Genuine is kind of like, I'm married. So, what was the Genuine song? Can I get no jeans?
In them jeans.
That's how I got my wife, so I'm fucking with Genuine.
Okay, no. You know what I mean? What I'm trying to say is I ain't hating on Genuine because, like, you know what I'm saying? Like you said, I'm one of them dudes. I'm not good with the words when it come to, like, feelings.
Right.
So I need them R&B dudes for that. You know what I'm saying?
Like, do it for you.
Yeah, I put the song on, and I lip sing the joint to it, put a little oil on my shit. You know what I'm saying? Y'all can't see me dance around. Don't worry about that. That's what I do. You know what I'm saying? And I let them R&B dudes, you know what I'm saying, guide me into the coochie. But I can't do them new R&B dudes, man.
You try to slip the lyrics into the text messages?
They rolling up, shooting taps on their face.
Man, you ain't getting no coochie.
I just tell you y'all gave me a visual I didn't need to see.
That's why I had to settle down.
I'm done. My eyes are burnt.
Does anybody understand the weird face tat thing that's going around now?
What's with this, and they're like
little and all over the place in weird spots. It's not like they're just doing the teardrop anymore. Now they're like scattered on the forehead and a couple of them on the cheek.
You should get one.
I should get one.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Like right here.
Yeah.
On the temple.
Yeah,
what's it going to be? I don't even know what they are on people's faces anymore. Like a little picture of a tweet or something, a little bird or people are putting on their face.
Put your set on there.
You know that that pool group you got.
What, oh, what was it? Nine Balls Deep.
Freaky, what was yeah, Nine Balls Deep. And what was the dude? Freaky Farmer? What was the one? The old Porno John. Porno John. Yeah. Yeah. Funny. That's his set. You won't, you ain't hear about his his pool table group. They call Nine Balls Deep.
That's his team, man.
That's right. Right. Woo, put your money where your mouth is.
Porno John was just in here 3 shows ago, man. That was a good time. Yeah. Missed out. That was a good time, man. We actually, we've been invited to do our show from there. From
that's what I'm excited about.
From the Simple Pleasure Shop.
From the Simple Pleasure Store.
Where that's at?
Yeah, bring Porno John. I want to meet Porno John.
Virginia Avenue. Oh, okay. Over by Advanced Auto, whatever that's called. Yeah.
Yeah, Advanced Auto.
But he has a whole room that's just black lights.
Right.
I said we should do our show from there, man. That'd be cool.
Who got that?
Porno John.
Porno John.
Oh, hell.
Porno John.
It's all Cheech and Chong up in there, dude.
I can tell.
All day long, man.
So I guess I'm about to bring my baby oil when I go up in there with Porno John. I got to be ready.
This girl outside. She said she was about to start.
You know what I'm saying? Penis pumping your pocket, really? You know?
Wait, met her outside where?
It might be cold outside.
On
outside
Potomac here? Street.
Really? She just had on this conversation
north
with you?
Potomac.
Yeah.
On the north side, right?
That's how she says hello?
No, I was speaking to her about some. I was asking about Instagram and shit like that. And she was like, I was just asking, like, what you do? Like, what do you do? She was like, I'm about to start my site, get some money.
Nice.
Me and my husband. I was like, wow, that's what's up. You know, I like that. See, those are the kind of conversations I like to have when I meet people. Like, you hustling.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I like to meet hustlers.
Listen, I like money and I like fucking. So why can't we do both?
Exactly.
Why can't we make money while we're fucking?
For that stuff anymore, man.
But everybody.
Who cares?
But what I'm saying is if you on camera, you got to fit the part. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, man, I ain't trying to see. Like me, I'm not trying to see myself doing porn because I get winded. You know what I'm saying? And all, I be breathing hard.
Right.
You got
lots of water flying.
But listen,
and that shot. What I'm saying is, who go like the cameraman? How is he cool enough to get under the nuts?
He's
you know
the
what I'm
husband.
Saying? To see the nuts hitting it. Come on, man.
Sometimes it
what
be
kind
like
of job
he's
got to
get that close.
Yeah, he's
right? So
under
freaky.
The nuts.
It's so freaky niggas out there.
What kind of dude gonna film that?
And
what?
I like the ones where they're like you can hear the guy in the background going, yeah.
Talking, yeah.
He's like, he's like, all right, like, yeah. Now roll her over.
Who is he?
Well, I just want to know what kind of women are y'all gonna get with this?
The kind we want.
No, you're not.
Shay, no, you're not.
That's how you spice up the life. Like you 15 years in. You done did man, everything like, that your mind can go in.
Right.
You gotta pop one of them and it'd be on I got the old Betamax. My shit on pause right now. When I get home, Betamax. Turn it on. Yeah. Click, we hitting the joint.
Right.
I stare at it. Well, let's try this. That's what we do.
See, I'm knocking things off my
I'm not that imagined.
I'm knocking things off my music bucket list. There's also a sex bucket list.
Jesus. Well, you know, I don't want to even know
I'm about
it.
Halfway through that.
How good that we don't need to talk
Ten
about
balls
those.
Deep.
Ten balls deep.
We don't need to talk about it. We just leave that where it need to be right there.
Yeah.
It's for a whole other show there, Chris.
I'm sure you've heard one.
Yeah, that's
two.
A private show.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, right.
Don't call me for that
Yeah,
man. I didn't know.
You don't want to be affiliate of that.
Chris has somebody on his team named Porno John. He might have one of them pornos when the girl be like, oh yeah, she got a thing to her. I'm like, oh yeah.
Wow. Talking through the hole in the net. Yeah, I just stick it right in the hole.
Hey, there's something for everybody, okay?
Yeah, right.
She's like, yeah.
She's like, I don't have no gag reflex if you go in below the throat.
Right there.
You know what? Y'all just wrong.
That's right.
My bad.
Just go straight into the neck.
And anybody with those type of devices that are having some issues, we love you. We love you.
Right. Oh, the HR is coming out.
Yes,
the HR is coming out.
HR ladies here.
And that, the Hub Show is not affiliated with that.
She said the Hub Show is not affiliated.
We love all people.
She's our HR lady.
Porno Bob, man. We blame it on Porno Bob. Bob.
Yeah, you gotta get
Bob.
Porno John.
You gotta let him and
his brother Bob,
whatever, dude. Him and this guy do the show by themselves.
Oh, by all means.
They probably get crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, it
yeah.
gets a little bit wrong.
Yeah, they
check.
Probably get crazy.
With the flashlight,
yeah.
You might not want to be
Big
in here with
Chuck,
the
little Chris.
No. That's when you get the porno.
You know, the last time, I tried to make a porno movie. Last time I tried to make a porno movie, I couldn't keep it hard because I had the camera facing myself.
That way,
you know? And I like caught a glimpse of myself in the camera and I was like, oh, God, is that what I look like?
That's what I said.
Oh, God. And then I just went, whoa. I just
said.
Totally
you
lost it.
You know what?
That's what I said.
I done lost it. I mean, you really don't have to go into details. I would never, if I made. You don't have to go into more details. I don't think anybody would want to visualize that.
If I made like a full porn with me in it, it would probably be like the wedding video. You just throw it in the closet and never watch it again. I don't know. I don't think I could ever see myself.
You gotta have a gimmick though. Keep one cowboy boot on with a cat suit with the ass out. You know what I'm saying? You good? You gonna sell?
Right?
So is that what you're doing?
No, I'm helping them out. I'm a promoter.
I take the bandana with the knot in the front. Do the Tupac Aunt Jemima thing.
You promote everything.
Hey, look, if it's about the money, it's about the money. Like I said, you one cowboy boot on the high joints, the joint that come about. Right here. You see what I'm saying? With the cat suit, the body suit. You know, some of them Red Baron goggles. And then give a message. Like, have up with hope, down with dope, and rhinestones on the back.
There you go.
So you get a message in that joint. You know what I'm saying? You can get the government to help you out. Up with hope, down with dope.
We can get a check from the state. We can get a state check.
Non-profit check.
HR's
taking notes over here.
And I'm going to tell you that the Hub Show is not getting checks. It's not an affiliate of those things.
The rhinestones, up with hope, down with dope.
That's all you got to do. Up with hope, down with dope.
The Rhinestone Cowboy. The Rhinestone Cowboy attack comes
there
again.
There you go, the Rhinestone Cowboy. That's your name. That's your phone on there.
Rhinestone Cowboy.
Oh, just think, Jay.
I'm definitely not watching that one.
Y'all all need my services.
As soon as I see that promo, I'm like this.
I think I'm going to give y'all my business card.
Please do after the show.
We
need training.
My bad. I'm sorry about that, Jay.
This is all good, man.
I took it to the whole.
Y'all gave me some visuals I didn't want.
You know, you got some real ill visuals, probably.
Ill.
Shayline, she gonna go home like, honey, try this on. You know what I'm saying?
What's with the one cowboy boot, honey?
Ordering the boots now.
No, you can order online. First of all, like, I'm from Texas. Right. I have my own cowboy boots.
Oh, so you already got a closet full.
Like this, throwing the hula hoop in the hula hoop when you come in.
That's why she did like this because she already knows.
As soon as she comes to the door, you got the hula hoop on.
Now, if you wanna order your cowboy boots or your rhinestones or your film to make your porno,
go to thehubshow.com.
Go to thehubshow.com, click on the Amazon banner.
That's right.
And then buy your cowboy boots and your props for your porno, right?
All props.
So you're going to be purchasing yours tonight, Chris.
Yep. And that'll help us out.
Helps us out.
Keeps the lights on in here. Devontae is going to start asking for rent one of these days, and we're going to have to start forking out. So far, we've only made like $12.85.
Yeah.
So we need people to click on the Amazon link.
That's right. Thanks, Chris. Thanks for that plug.
No problem.
Good job, man.
Hashtag I saw the opening. I went for it.
Hustle. Chris, man.
It's a real hustler right
That's
there.
It,
Chris,
we're trying.
If you ever come out with that, I promise you, I'm not going to be able to stand. I'm not going to be able to stand. I'm going to roll in the middle of the street. Jeez. I'm going to roll hard. Like, I'm going to just die and roll.
If he comes out with the suit and all that?
Yeah, if he showed even a shirt.
How about just put a tube sock over it and just go running through the Sun Stadium.
Hashtag Rhinestone Cowboy.
Yeah, the Hub Show is going to be going to the Hub Stadium soon, the Suns.
Yeah, so don't you come out. There you go.
Don't you come out like that.
You're going to get us knocked out.
Tube sock and one cowboy boot.
Never get invited back.
Never again.
Ladies and gentlemen, Chris Cashel from the Hub Show.
Throwing out the first pitch.
We're not affiliates.
Exactly.
We're not affiliates to that.
Chris has been fired, I swear.
Yeah, that's it.
He's been terminated. We'll post his termination letter out on the World Wide Web.
Tube sock just flying all over the place.
Dang.
Oh my gosh. Oh, wow. Y'all need help.
That was crazy, man. Ooh.
So on back to the crack on deck.
Crack on deck. Yeah.
So do you are you open for some gigs soon, or are you just taking a siesta?
Oh, I'm definitely open for the gigs. Book moneystacks@gmail.com.
Please book them.
Let it go. You could be my booking agent, so get to work.
All right. It comes with a fee.
Put his link on our website.
Money. Yeah. I'm a hustler. Money is money.
She wants 10%.
Let's go.
Hey, when you were doing shows a while back,
yeah.
How far have you gone? Where all have you been?
The last show, I was like, it was somewhere in Virginia. I can't even remember where it was at. I don't remember where it was at.
But they gave you a lot of love? Yeah, they definitely gave me love.
My manager at the time was Quan, if you remember, mm-hmm. Big Quan was my mm-hmm. manager, and you know, it was a surprise because we went out there, we was driving out there, and he turned on the radio, and they was like, "Yo, we got Money Stacks coming tonight." I was like, "Oh shit!" Like, did they just like I was shocked. I almost wanted to jump out the car. Like, yeah. did right. they just say my name? Like, am I dreaming? He like, yeah. That's you. I'm like, now I'm in. I can't wait to get there. I'm ready. You know what I mean? Lit. Yeah, it was lit. They treated me like I was double platinum out there.
That's what
you
know I'm talking about.
I was on the radio. Wow. It was the truth. Yeah, all definitely. Right. You know what I mean? Then I got in some trouble. I had a few. I was supposed to open up for Joel Santana 2 weeks after that. Mm-hmm. And I got locked up.
Yeah.
So we're going to let that be behind you.
Yeah, that ended that little run. You know what I mean?
It's time to get back.
You're back for a new one.
Yeah, yeah, right. I'm back now. I'm back now. I'm trying to drop as much because I ain't got no legal issues right now.
Mm-hmm. And we're going to keep it that way, right?
That's a fact. That's a fact. We're going to try our best. No legal issues. So I'm moving on to, you know, putting out these projects and taking everything from there.
Okay.
Shooting some videos.
Yeah.
So have you thought about getting some interns to shoot you some videos from different colleges?
Who does your camera
stuff?
Work? That's pretty good you stuff.
Know? Well, I had a few guys from around here, mm-hmm. from around this area in Maryland that mm-hmm. did my videos. I got a guy in New York that does my videos.
Okay.
But anybody that want to do my videos or know how to do videos, just hit me on Instagram at MoneyStacks Media, DM me. Let me know what's good, what it's hitting for.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, hustle, man. You got to approach me and let me know. Talk to me. Hustle.
Now, you're going to have a hashtag, what do you call it, Rhinestone Cowboy Rhinestone. In your video?
Definitely not unless it's like.
Am I in the camp?
Unless it's like a comedy parody or something like that. But
come out like Dickie.
Not just Dickie. To be in it. Like, nah. Because we gotta keep the brand, the brand looking like how it's supposed to look.
They call me Big Dickie.
Cool.
Oh, right. Have mercy.
But if he got a song and he wanted a feature, once again, book moneysnacks@gmail.com and my people will get at his people.
There we go.
And
that's how you do it.
Yeah, this is my first interview, podcast, radio, whatever.
Uh-huh.
Prior from me, you know, having my clean slate. So
all right.
That's this is, good.
You know, I'm on the right track. I'm doing
that's
the
cool.
things I need to be doing.
It's good to hear.
If hopefully y'all in here following me on Instagram, so
I will. I will try to get myself together.
Pull your phone out right now.
It's charging right now.
Okay, cool.
But after the show, we can make sure I follow you on Instagram.
Yeah, because you need to follow the journey and see.
Mm-hmm. I would like to see your progress. Yeah,
and hopefully you'll ask me to come back if you.
Yeah, we will.
Yeah, you know.
We will. And we're going to know some follow-ups. Want to see what's happening, what's moving and shaking for you.
We just got started here, man. This is.
I had a question for y'all, though.
Okay, mm-hmm. good. We like questions.
Can you, can you light, can you, can you light up in here?
Oh.
Oh, I tell you. You got to talk to the landlord back there.
Yeah, not Big Chuck either.
Big D. Yeah, that was just my one question.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Being as though I'm the hip-hop guy.
I get it, right?
Yeah, we get it.
Maybe you step out in the parking lot, and then you come back in here, and we'll hear some shit on
the
mic.
Here's what we do. As the weather's getting warmer here, maybe we'll start doing some episodes on the balcony. There you go.
Now, see?
There you go.
Hold up. That's a whole nother show, so we got to talk about that.
Summer show. Yeah.
Because that might
around the corner.
Yeah.
Maybe you give us some...
I might be the host
a little demo. Give us a little demo.
I might host it, and you might be the first guest.
Mm. Oh, well, I'll be the guest on the
But you're going to have to light up with me, though.
No.
Because it's going to be the light up show.
I won't be at the show.
Okay.
I can't be at the show.
Just pull up light. Light up.
Yeah, you can't be a part of it then. You might could do some technical work.
Behind the scenes. Engineer.
You might could be the... all
right.
Well, a question I got for you. Why did you ask me about interns shooting videos? Do you know some?
Well, I just know that you can always get with the college students and they're looking for to.
What college?
It's not that easy, Shay. I try to get interns to help with this. I got nothing back from them.
Well, you don't know who you go through. Who do you go through?
The person I was told to contact.
Well, you need to sell it. Okay, ooh, so you got to sell it really well. Okay. But, you know, and it's all about marketing how you need an intern.
What do you do?
She's the HR queen.
For what?
I do HR for small businesses.
Oh, okay. She knows. You got a good mouthpiece.
Yeah, she knows the rules and regs, ins and outs of all this stuff.
Right.
So, but what you can do is like it's some young kids right want to put their brand out there. Right. You know, want to do their video.
I got too much going on. I'm writing and coming up with all of this stuff. There's no way I'm reaching out to no interns. Right. But if you could do that and get them to me,
you're hired.
Priceless.
Okay, well, that's we had to talk off the show, and we'll talk about it. But we can put it out there on the show. Anybody looking to
anybody listening to the Hub Show podcast, please bookmoneystacks at gmail.com. Or
you can hit me at the producer at the Hub Show.
The producer at the Hub Show, and get me a videographer so I can get more videos and we can get more money together.
Because that's right.
And also, my name is Money Stacks, and I'm a hustler.
And
I'm not talking about any street elements of hustling. I'm talking about the business, the entrepreneurial,
legit business
aspects of hustling.
Yeah,
that's right. That's what we all about. We
going to school, getting up in the morning is hustling.
That's right.
Taking a shower is hustling. Because a lot of people don't even like to do that.
For some people, huh?
You got to bribe them. Like, I give you $10 to take a shower.
That's messed up.
They're like,
that's
all right, bet. Yeah. I'll take a shower. Even your kids.
You got to turn the water on.
My kids is like, look, well, I ain't go nowhere. I don't need to take a shower. I give you $5. And
Straight to the shower.
Everything
is a hustle.
Everything is a hustle.
You know, and that's what I'm about. If I talk to you, I ain't begging. I'm trying to get you to hustle with me.
Okay. So that's what I'm talking about. So we want to get you out there. We get you a videographer and get you a.
Why don't y'all have one in here?
We don't want to go live yet right now.
You don't have to go live. You can just document it and post it whenever you
want. We've done some of that.
We did a little bit of that. Though.
We're getting there.
Okay. Yeah.
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 Y'all look nice on paper.
Yeah, no.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
You know,
on paper.
That's all
the only one that caught that.
Well, you know. Hey.
Well, I think we do good.
Now, y'all look like a good crew. So I'm just wondering, like, why ain't nobody filming this?
We're getting there, man. We did it a couple times already.
We trying to take phone calls soon.
Hey, yeah, if you find an intern, we'll just share the intern. How about
that's
that?
A fact.
How about that?
We'll
want to go into producing.
Work for all of them.
They're going to work for everybody.
We'll put them in the basement in this building, make them work.
Shackles.
Like like a gimp. We'll just chain them up to the radio.
I just turned them off right there.
Right. They're like, they already hit delete, delete, delete.
Hashtag
delete.
We got two hustlers here in Money Stacks, Big Chuck. Right. Hustling it, man. The comedy, the music.
Chuck, hold up, man. Let me let y'all know, man.
Oh, here we go.
I feel like me and Chuck is like, I'm not parallel to him because he does a lot more, but he is a grinder like I'm a grinder.
Right.
For sure.
I met this man on the streets, not in the office. We ain't have an office meeting. I think he was actually having a gig when I met him, and I was like, yo, I could rap. And he was like, well, dick on the mic. Let's go. Exactly. I was like, I was drinking too. I'm like, what you mean? He like, well, what you talking about?
Right.
Let's go. I said, oh, shit. I said,
put your money where your mouth is.
Exactly.
I just started going. And ever since then,
we've been tight.
That's been my dude. You know
what I'm awesome.
And no, once again, nobody else did that.
Nah.
And people was coming in the bar like yo, where is that coming from? Yeah. Who is that? They like, oh, that's him. Like, why y'all ain't doing it? You know what I mean? But it's just something I always been doing. You know what I'm saying? I always
Now we're going to have to hear about it. We're going to have to hear a little bit of this, right?
Yeah, we're going to spit it up. Yeah. Put us down.
We're going to have to hear some of this. You're talking into a mic.
You could go on iTunes.
Now you're going to throw it to the joking. iTunes.
I'm just joking.
You got your, I mean, just... Throw something at us.
Time ticking. My mind sink the thoughts of politicking. Getting wise for descriptions. My mind climbs as the plot thickens. 1 p.m. in blue denim. Leaving some cats. Ew. I messed that up. Hey, yo.
I'll edit it.
You ain't got to edit it. I'm good. Listen. Mahogany swishes when I'm pitching to get the riches. Everybody fixing the glisten. Yeah, I hear the hisses. Snakes is coming, tongues is numb, and blood is running from dumb shit. The quicker it came, it'd come, kid, so fire could blaze on my back and I could run with it. Knowing one day Australia make me lay low, I measure a cup of eco so my seeds are stacked though. Forever and beyond, stay rich and pal up on the millions. 9 million to conquer on foreign lawns. Being our cons with foreign dons named Salah. Hoping to politic in the back of a foreign car. Naming my topics living large. Setting my hand to play these cards against these odds. That's just a little something, something.
All right, all right. There you go. Right, there you go.
On for days and days, but
I'd money say, stacks.
There you go, big about. Money.
Yeah. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Yep, yep. All right.
And so, Chuck?
Back to you, Chuck. Your turn.
At me, so.
You got a mic? Chuck, go for it.
You got a freestyle, man. Come on.
Man, I ain't doing no freestyling, man. Come on. You got to put me on the spot with the freestyle. You know I ain't freestyling.
I'm just joking.
And you hit the beatbox on me.
So, Chuck, so when you go have it, like when you have an event where you get your rappers out and...
Oh, that's coming. I'm just, like I said, like...
I'm the first one. If he don't call me first, it ain't happening.
You already know I'm calling you, but that's what I was talking to Devontae. He here, he playing the background, though. But I was telling him when I first met
the
him.
Phantom.
That's my thing. I'm trying to get something... where, you know what I'm saying, either I got a contract or it's mine so I can do what I want. Because, like, when you start doing, from around here in this area, when you start doing something and it make money.
What area are we in, though? Let the people know.
We in Hagerstown, Maryland.
Okay, cool.
So, like, when you doing something and it's making money, a lot of club owners be like, well, I don't need you no more.
Right.
So you already.
They already got the crowd.
Exactly.
Coming.
You built the crowd for them. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I make money while I'm building it, but then now they got the crowd. So
right.
Why let me walk out with some of the money when the people going to come in?
Anyway.
So it's I do it half-assed now. Like if I don't have a contract where I can do multiple gigs, I'm not doing
right.
it.
Right. You got to get a part of the
like
heads.
The residency.
Yeah. So yeah. Like I said, I'm telling it now on me and Devontae going to sit down and talk about getting that old Hard Times building back up and running.
Oh, that one.
So, yeah. So we going to do something on that. We're gonna work out the negotiations, turn the backside right. into like a hall where we can rent it out. They can do shows and all that, and then the front we can decide what we want to do: retail, restaurant, whatever.
That'd be nice. Yeah. That'd be nice. I mean, you want to give the people something different too. You know?
No,
I mean?
That's what I'm saying. It's gonna be an event hall. Like, I mean, I'm gonna do if I'm in there, I'm gonna do me. But it ain't like I'm be doing everything there. Like like you said, a country guy want to come in, he want to do a country show. Right. He paid the rent and he step up and do it. Like it's going to be a event hall. Yeah, a venue where they can do what they want. I don't want it to be stuck to just hip hop. But if we do hip hop, I don't want nobody to be saying, well, you can't do hip hop no more.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because you get that in Washington County. I understand. You know what I'm saying? I mean, but alcohol and it ain't just rap. Rap talk. They talk the streets because that's what they know.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And with the streets comes fights. But my thing is, okay, as long as they fighting, they doing the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
You got alcohol. That's why you got bouncers. You pay bouncers because you know that it's going to be fights. It's just when it escalate in the shootings and stabbings is where, okay, now step in.
Yeah.
But if somebody get to fighting at Denny's and they all left your club, like, what the fuck that got to do with me?
Right.
Denny's need to hire security. Like, I had to hire security. Like, you know, at 2 o'clock, if all of a sudden 30 motherfuckers come through the door, you know they came from some club.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, that's what they did in West V. Remember at the Waffle House? They would have the police right there.
Right there
waiting on you.
But
so you act up, we ready to lock up. Yeah, you know?
West Virginia caught on to that, but Washington County don't want to take that responsibility. They want, if it's something that leave and it spill out somewhere else, they'll shut down the venue or they'll take your liquor license for a little bit. And I did my job. Like, okay, I had security. They was rowdy in the club. We did what we did. We kicked them out. We called 911. Like, that's hard for me to do. But I've been doing parties for a long time. If you get kicked out, I got to call 911. I got to call up. But I ain't giving no description.
Right.
Like, yeah, he 5'2". Blah, 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 blah. You know what I'm saying? I'm not doing that. But I'd be like, yeah, kicked them outside. You know what I'm saying? So they outside. You might want to pull up. But you got to do that as a businessman. And that was my hardest adjustment when I started doing stuff like this. Adjusting to it's not street no more.
Right.
I got to lead them. I got to lead that. I'm on a different side. So
you got liability.
I signed another contract. I can't use my street. I can use my street pusher how I go hard. I'm out with flyers now. Like I'm passing flyers to y'all. I'm always out. I can do that. But I can't be, okay, somebody put their hands on me. I pull out.
my registered gun, you know what I'm saying, and shoot him, and shoot him, and shoot him, and then turn to the side and shoot him, shoot him, shoot him, and be like, bitch ass man, pants ass hang out. You know? I'm like, I'm just fucking with you. Like, bitch, you know what I'm saying? I can't do that. I gotta be business about it. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
So that's that
but
was
But I think
that'd
be great because, you know, you wanna have a different backgrounds to come to the venue. You can't be like, I mean, that's why I said I came from a major city, so you know,
right.
that's the big thing about a major city. You go one club, you be hip hop one night, be R&B, be Latino. You got to be the salsa, and then you might have the country and western. I mean, then you have the heavy metal. It's just a multitude of different things at one venue. And I think you need to get your mind right, and when people understand that small towns need to get with it, you know, you're gonna stay behind.
I mean, my theory is this: if you got good talent, I don't care what it is, the venue going to be packed with people, with fans, if the talent is good.
That's true.
Right, you got to be some
if
good
stuff.
If
the talent is good, the fans are going to show up, and the show is going to be, I mean, not the show, the crowd, like what they do as far as their involvement, it's going to be what it is no matter what.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that part is uncontrollable. You can have Garth Brooks there.
Exactly. And they can fight. They
everybody, you know what I'm saying? It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But my thing is, I want people, the talent, to step up. Like, my brother, he can't throw no shows if the talent can't. Like, he can't book a venue every time. If I'm locked up, he is like, there's no talent.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? So now that I'm here, here's some talent here. So now he can start booking
like he was saying, Washington County's kind of ass backwards about it because they try to shut the venue down.
And
they act like that's the source of the problem.
Yeah, and it's not.
But the shit happens in big cities
all the time, right?
Yeah. Quit trying to act like it doesn't happen.
Exactly.
Right?
It's no consistency.
It's going to happen.
So they could tell somebody that's like trying to throw a one-off show something because he might not never throw a show again.
Right.
Somebody like him, they know they can't say that because he's going to throw a show the next month. So it's like you can't really run that.
People are going to get fucked up and fight whether they're at a house party or whether they're at a bar.
It doesn't matter where the hell they are.
It's part of the symptoms.
You're like, when you drink, it strikes everybody core different. You know what I'm saying? He might be the calm type. He might be the what's his name? Bill Bigsby. You know what I'm saying? He break out, rip out on his shirt, and he want to fight. You know what I'm saying?
Everything, man.
But that's what I'm saying. But that's why you got
Bruce
security.
Banner.
Yeah, Bruce Banner. There you
Bruce
go.
Bruce Banner. Yeah.
His real name was Bill Bigsby.
There you go.
But what I'm saying is that's why you have to pay security. Like, you got to understand that. Like, if you got security and the security do what they do, because at the end, I'm gonna give everybody who listening a free sample of what promotion is. Promote to the women. Fuck the dudes.
Right, the dudes follow the women.
Women is your biggest thing. Like, you make them feel comfortable, you're going to make money. Simple and plain. You might lose on your first or two shows, but the first show you have, let's say the venue holds 300. You have first show, you get 100 people in there, 70 of them females. Next show, you got 220. 160 is females. That next show, they're going to be banging down your door. Yeah. Simple and plain. And then you got to control the crowd. You know what I'm saying? Because girls like to fight just like dudes do. You know what I'm saying? So if you make sure your security is on point, make sure you controlling the crowd, because music can control the crowd. Like my man Stax, he got that rah-rah street music. And it's nothing wrong with that. But at the same time, if you see the crowd rocking, you might have to cut to some Chris Brown at that time. Play a couple love songs. It is what it is. It's all about the business. If the crowd is rocking back and forth and they mad, and then you put on some move, bitch, get out the way, what you think will happen? They going to go from 0 to 60. But if you throw on some motherfucker, last night I saw the back, the niggas going to be mad as shit. Oh, what are you playing this bullshit? Now they mad at the motherfucking DJ, and they ain't mad at him no more. But now you control the crowd because they left the crowd. You know what I'm saying? The DJ can control the crowd also. And once you get that promoting stuff under you, you'll see that. You sitting out there, you go, hey, Stax, change the song, man. You know what I'm saying? And then he put the love song on. Niggas, man, you know how it is. You drunk, man. Fuck that shit, nigga. What the fuck, a poke ass love song? But now they mad at me. They ain't fighting no more. I did my job.
But then also, the big thing they did was change the attire, your dress.
Yeah, but I mean, The only thing that's going to stop you from fighting is if you in church shoes.
Right.
I don't care if I got on a $500 button-up. If somebody disrespect me, I'm swinging. If I got right. $500 to buy it to go to the club, I got $500 to rip up.
Make me spill yak
if
that, on
yeah, if that's the case,
suit.
Don't come to the club. I mean, right, you understand right. what I'm saying? Like, right. why would I come to the club with a $600 shirt that I can't afford?
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's not the spot to go to it. Just imagine if you just trying to break up the fight and they tear maybe, up your shit. Now maybe. You fighting because you that was your last 600.
Maybe you saw her and him
exactly.
dancing in the rain.
Yeah. Now close your mouth because you cold busted. You know what I'm saying?
Cold busted.
But that's what I'm saying. Go you know back. What I'm saying? It's arts to this. And like I said, I've been doing it. So I need to do me a podcast and make people pay to listen to this. That shit free money. But that's how you do it. It's
secrets, all your secrets, man.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what they did. The first thing back in our day was they stopped you from wearing tennis shoes and all that stuff. You had to come with some nice attire to the club.
Business casual.
Yes, basically. And then that stopped a lot of people from even coming.
Exactly.
It's a whole different demographic start coming.
Not really, because if you tell everybody to dress up, okay, the people that's going to dress up got to have money. 9 times out of 10, those is going to be the people with the money that's doing things that you don't want to be around with. They got the money because they could go buy. The average people can't go get dressy clothes all the time, every week to come to the club.
I'm telling you, I guess.
So you having a different element at the club now that you probably don't even want.
Well, I'm just going from what I've seen.
Right.
And every time I'm at, and when I go to the city, you have to.
What city you go to?
I go farther out.
Where?
She goes to Baltimore.
No. I don't go to Baltimore. I go up out to D.C. area.
Oh, okay.
Okay. I don't do the rah-rah stuff.
You're conservative.
I do the upscale stuff. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Just say that. I mean, just I say you on that level. Like,
yeah, I am on that
everybody
level.
Everybody is,
yeah,
well, is
on different
levels.
I did my rah-rah days, but you know, I got tired of people shutting the club
now
down.
Now, if you was getting a check from that rah-rah, you'd be there.
No, I can get my check and don't have to be there.
You might have to. Like, say you my manager, and I say, look, I got a show at this club. I need you to be there to take care of everything while I'm... You going to be there, right?
I have an assistant.
Okay, cool.
That's you know what I mean? That's what I'm
going to
do.
That's boss talk right there.
I'm
going to
have an assistant.
I like that.
Yeah, but my thing is, like, the big thing I looked at, like, I'll tell you what, I was in Phelps Point in Maryland.
Right.
And we was going to celebrate my friend's birthday, and... They wouldn't allow guys wear certain shoes on, and the guys were like, it didn't matter who you were. He's like, no, you ain't coming in. And they was looking specifically at those shoes. So many guys got turned away, and then, you know, but the women was coming.
Yeah, they was coming.
Do you know them dudes? Some guy, he said, I brought some extra shoes in my car so he can get in. But, you know, it's just the mindset. Like, if you're going to have on those what kind of boots does
Nike boots?
Yeah, Nike
Tim's,
boots, or whatever the
Cowboy
Tim's
boots,
or whatever.
Rhinestones.
You're not, yeah, those they not let you in. Right. But if you have on some nice casual shoes, right, they gonna let you in. But like, you less likely to stomp a mud hole in somebody. Right. I guess the effect won't be as harsh.
I don't know about that.
You know what I mean?
Right. Nike boots are soft. You get your ass kicked with some shoes.
Really? You
them
think so?
Them hard bottoms is vicious.
I'd rather get kicked with some Nike boots.
And
some boots.
Nothing
with
ridges.
They got
Nike
rubber, them hard bottoms.
I don't want nothing with ridges.
Yeah. Did you see the night Tupac died? Did you see what happened when they was in the Vegas?
They had them hard bottoms on and
did you see what
them?
They was doing?
Oh, they
that's how it should got, what, 10 years, 9 years for that?
Yeah, hard bottoms.
You see how they was dressed? They was millionaires. So I don't even know what you're talking about. They was millionaires dressed up, stomping somebody out.
Sometimes you just can't dress up.
Right? One guy killed.
Actually,
I got beat with a hard bottom.
Like sometimes, like when you're wearing a suit, you can't even like lift your arms. Mm, I don't even know. That suit had to fit like perfectly, right? Yeah. For him to be stomping somebody out and not like rip the armpit out of his. Not like rip the armpits out of the jacket
Versace
or something.
Shirts on. They was swagging it out, styling with the Versace.
Yeah, it's got to fit just right.
Yeah.
You know, I wonder if he does that in the tailor. He's like, listen, I gotta.
No, back then everything was baggy.
Shadow boxing,
remember?
And shit.
Back
in
then
the tailors
everybody wore baggy.
20 years ago,
they wore baggy
loose
stuff.
Oh,
yeah. So they ain't wear tailor stuff. It was baggy.
Oh yeah, that baggy stuff. Yeah, that was back in the day.
Yeah.
Back in the day. But now, you know, people, I think, the people on the chill mode. Well,
so what kind of music you listen to?
Everything. I really do. Okay. I like R&B. I like hip hop. I like, you know, I like some jazz, not a lot. I'm not big on jazz.
Right.
I listen to country.
Jazz is the source. That's where it all comes from.
No, it comes from the country.
Conversation,
it comes from the country music. I'm telling you. Country music.
I can't believe you.
Yeah, I like country music. I even like opera. I'm a person that likes to listen to opera. So, I like to listen to all genres of music. You know, listen to my gospel. You know, I'm all about everything.
I listen to everything, too.
I mean, but I think it's good that you have a diversified portfolio in your music.
You listen to Kirk Franklin?
I know Kirk Franklin.
Kirk Franklin ain't right. You know that, right? You know Kirk Franklin ain't right, right?
I know Kirk Franklin.
Oh, yeah. And he shake your ass for the Lord. You know, and they got him twerking in the song. You don't say that. Yeah. You going to tell somebody to shake their ass for the
porn and all that. He said that's why he's so glad he got his wife.
Kirk.
Because she helped him stop.
Kirk told him to shake your ass for the Lord.
Like he was addicted to porn.
When he doing a live show, just shake your ass for the Lord. Like, come on, man. Don't use the Lord name.
Well, I was very upset when they turned my favorite song, September, by Earth, Wind & Fire, to a gospel song. It went wrong right there. It really went wrong.
Kirk Franklin
and then Taylor Swift tried to sing it. And it really went wrong. Tay Tay need to stay away from Earth, Wind & Fire. Earth, Wind & Fire. Everyone does.
Only Earth can do Earth.
That's it. All right, I'm going to wrap this thing up. All right, so Saturday, May 12th, Mother's Day weekend, Love and Laughs comedy show. Big Chuck is back with his crew at the Grand Piano Ballroom downtown Hagerstown.
20 West Washington Street.
Right.
Yep. All downtown. Right, the Barrel
music.
Box.
Yeah, music by DJ Shaky Biz will be in the house. Yep. We got some Spit Your Piece poets there as well.
Yeah.
And a whole host of comedians. Headliner is Lonnie Davis.
Baltimore, Maryland.
Yep. Dinner.
Yeah, dinner, Mother's Day dinner and comedy show.
Louisiana style, man. Come get that gumbo and all that.
That's it.
I love some gumbo.
And Money Stacks, you got stuff coming, stuff brewing.
Yeah, look out for my projects dropping this year.
All right.
I got a project coming out probably the next 90 days.
Okay.
So follow me on Money Stacks Media, Instagram. Also, I got the Back to the Street 6 coming out probably around September.
All right.
Or October. And just go to my website, moneystacksmedia.com. Look for my projects on iTunes, Spotify, Tidal. If you ain't got Tidal, go get Tidal. I'm representing Tidal. I'm a Tidal representative.
Okay.
Holla at me. Money Stacks.
Like that Jay-Z thing, huh?
Money Stacks is in the building. Well, it's just more money, you know?
That's it. All
right.
And it's black owned, so I'm fucking with him.
And Big Chuck, you got the SMU entertainment going on.
Oh, yeah. So if you trying to get up with us, I mean, hashtag SMUNT with anything. If you take a picture at my show, hashtag SMUNT. If you're looking for me, I got SMU Entertainment on Facebook.
I got to open up for one of these comedy shows, Chuck.
I got you. But you did cut me smooth off, but I get that one to you because you're my man. On IG, it's SMUNT. Yeah. Twitter, SMUNT.
There you go.
All right.
And we are The Hub Show. We're on Facebook, Instagram. Like us, follow us, all that
share
good
us.
Shit. Share us. Spread the word.
Right.
And again, you can shop with us on Amazon. Go to the bottom of our webpage, thehubshow.com. And here we are.
That's
kicking
right.
it. Big kicking Chuck. It.
Keep your eye out for the Rhinestone Cowboy.
This probably was the longest show y'all had, huh? This show went long as hell.
No, this is about average right now.
Okay.
We're getting there, man. We're getting there.
That's what I'm talking about now.
Yeah. All right. For Jay, for Shay, for Chris, for Money Stacks, and for Big Chuck, we're out of here.
Peace out.
All right.
You've been listening to The Hub Show from Hagerstown, Maryland. Podcasting and broadcasting about everything local you need to know with your host, Jay Heisch. Join us on our next podcast, coming soon.
Hardy Pet is your local neighborhood pet store, serving premium and super premium pet food and supplies for dogs, cats, birds, and small animals. Your pets will love their selections from Fromm, Nutrisource, and Nature's Logic, along with American National Premium, Origin, and Akana 2. At Hardy Pet, we offer training courses including 2 and 3 week holiday manners brush-ups. We even offer canine massage to help with joint pain, arthritis, injuries, anxiety, and stress. So come see us at Hardy Pet, 19918 Jefferson Boulevard, right here in Hagerstown. Hardy Pet, where we love your pets, too.